Oh.
Hello, is it Henry?
Yes.
Hi, Henry. It's Aaron calling you back from MMA.
Hey, yeah.
I say, just for data protection, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 30 Stokes Street, man.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, sir. So are you able to have that chat with myself now? Perfect. Not a problem. So just going back to our previous phone call, you had started off by saying, you know, you suffer from depression and anxiety. You take antidepressants to manage your symptoms.
Yes.
So just going from that now, is the anything else that you currently suffer from at the minute, say, like anxiety, depression?
Just anxiety, but I'm not medicated for it. I'm just medicated for depression and that. That was covered my anxiety, but don't go with it. That was going to cover the anxiety. That's why I'm on a tablet that I'm on. A heavy duty antidepressant.
Okay, sir, not a problem.
Yeah,
once a month. Yeah, I understand that. And how long have you been suffering with that for, sir?
Way back there, I thought it was maybe 17 months.
So it's about 29, 30 years then, really, isn't it?
36 years at least, anyway.
Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
Yeah, I currently drink alcohol every day.
Okay.
Then I've seen a little couple of them.
Okay, and how much would you say you drink every day?
Maybe 7 pints a day.
7 cans?
Aye, 7 pint cans.
Yeah. Okay, 1 second. And would you say, Henry, that the obviously you drinking and
obviously that's one of the reasons I do drink, probably.
Yeah, is it relating to the trauma and that you faced in the past?
Just to block things out. Huh?
Yeah, it's just to block things out. Yeah, that's the point I was getting at. Would you mind me just asking, Henry, what do you feel like when obviously when you are drinking alcohol? What do you feel you're blocking out?
Pretty sure on my life, but for the homes and the prison sentences and things like that, it's all different. Just wanting everything, just try to work it. Wow, things are big.
Yeah, no, I do understand that. Obviously, you're not the only first, you know, person to admit that to myself. And some people don't drink, and you know they have they smoke cannabis or something, you know, just to get them away from like, you know, that feeling. So I do understand that. Yeah. No, of course. Okay, and one question that I do need to ask you, Henry, obviously, and this is obviously so I can gather the best knowledge about yourself, but also get the, you know, the biggest picture I can to paint of yourself is. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life? Okay, and when you did attempt the overdose, was you hospitalised at all?
Nah, I was just ill for like a good few hours that day, and then My mum just put me in my bed, basically, and
just rested
for a couple of days, 3 days or something.
Yeah, just obviously to come back on the mend. Aye. Okay, and have you only overdosed at one time?
I've done it a couple of things.
Okay.
Nice. Once, 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Okay, sorry, sir. Was that 1 year ago or 8 years ago?
Eight.
Okay, sir. I appreciate you being honest. It does take a lot of confidence, and obviously especially man to man, you know, it takes some confidence to get it out of us, you know what I mean? And I do appreciate your honesty. As I said, all this information that you're telling me, it's disclosed with ourselves. It doesn't get shared anywhere.
I avoid it, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course, I understand that. And again, you're not the first person to do so. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, no one likes bringing up, you know, the past and what they've gone through. But also, I want to reassure you, is obviously as a law firm here, wanting to represent you, you know, we're, the more honest you are with us, the more of a case that we can present to the Scottish Government, the more financial compensation we can fight for yourself. Now,
I still mourn, but between I went to a children's panel years ago, I still mourn, and so told me I didn't ever need to bring it up.
Of course, there is a lot of, you know, whys, hows, whats, you know, it's traumatic what you've been through. It's not the best at all. And, you know, from a legal stance, you know, I can, you know, sincerely apologise for what you've gone through. I know I'm not in a position to do so. I was nowhere near at the time, but, we are sorry for, you know, the likes of yourselves.
It's not your fault, is it?
I know, sir, but it's not the nicest for what you've gone through, do you know what I mean? So that's why, you know, I want to reassure you, you know, we're here to believe you. We hear you, you know, we're listening to you, and, you know, the more that you tell me and disclose to me, the bigger case that we can, you know, present it to the Scottish Government.
I think that's 14, 15-year-olds managing to get into lots of it in homes and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, of course, of course. Okay, so that's the questions that I need to ask so far. What I need to do now is just grab a few details from yourself in order to pull some records. So are you able to share with me your medical practice that you registered at, please?
Yeah, it's Consultants Paisley.
What is it, sorry?
It's called the Consulting Rooms.
Okay, medical.
It's in Newton Road, Paisley.
Okay, I just have a little look for the practices in Paisley now.
When I was never asked why I went in the far front, you know, from the alcohol and so on, you know what I mean? Because it is that I've been through. I mean, you're the first people that have seen the answers.
Yeah, no, of course. And honestly, Henry, I really do appreciate the honesty and the confidence it is to open up to, you know, the likes of ourselves. Many people do keep this locked away for years. They don't want to talk about it, you know, they've done everything they can to try and escape from it. Unfortunately, we have to be that kind of bear in the woods to poke it back out of you, and just not in a bad way, obviously, of course, it's to help you. It's not all about the money that you could be getting for financial compensation. It's just about punishing the Scottish Government, making them apologise to you for what you have been through. That's our main focus, you know what I mean? And obviously, and I'm sure you want that closure from for what you've gone through. Obviously, it's not the best at all.
I just want to know why they told me that I never had to disclose it. I'd been in care and things like that.
Of course, yeah. And that's why, obviously, when we do go to request your medical, your care setting records, I'm not going to say it will, but most of the care records that we do get back, they do disclose why you was placed in care. There's always got to be a reason why you're placed in care. Obviously, if you're unsure of that reason, you know, when we get these records back,
we can share these with you, no problem.
I understand that. Okay. So the name of your practice, is it, did you say it was Tanner Hill?
Or the Consulting Rooms. The Consulting Rooms. Newton Road, Paisley.
Okay. Are you able to spell that one for me if you can?
But it's Peter, the name of the consultant.
I'm just not catching the start of what you're saying, sorry.
The consultant rooms.
The consultant rooms?
Yes. Nielsen Road, Paisley.
Okay, let's have a look.
That's the one that consultant room. Paisley. Nielsen Road, Paisley, sorry. You got it?
Nielsen Road, Paisley. Got it, yeah.
Aye. Nielsen Road.
Yeah, just so we're obviously requesting from the records for the right place, that's all.
That's cool.
Client is registered at... Okay. So how long have you been registered at that GP?
At least 6 years.
Okay. So can you remember where you was before then, at all?
The child in surgery. The Charlton surgery.
Yeah. South Campbell Road.
Yes. Aye. South Campbell Road, aye.
Alright, perfect. And how long was you registered there for?
Maybe a few years.
Was it? Okay.
And before that, it was Abbey One End Doctors.
Yeah. Yeah, lone end, you said, didn't you?
Aye, one end,
yeah.
Basically. And the birth of it, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Longer. And before that, was King Street.
King Street?
King Street, Surgery, yes. King Street, Paisley.
Yeah, got that one as well. Okay.
That's all the doctors have been there.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Obviously, we can pull all them records together, you see, and obviously that all timelines back down towards, obviously, nearer your time and care. You know what I mean?
King Street Soldier, I've been there for, I was, like, born.
So from when you was born... Up until
you left.
Until
I was in my teenage years.
Yeah. Alright, that's perfect. Okay, and then I can see your care settings here. It just says social care. My team beforehand haven't really exactly probably gone into detail with yourself with that. But can you just explain to me what your care settings was like? Was it was you in a home? Was you in foster care?
I was in a care home. Was in a care home. In Howard. Oh. Johnson. It was just basically in my room with my younger brother, Scott. Remember that time, it was kind of rough.
Yeah.
But you'll get milk and cobbles and stuff like that on. What does it mean, Scott?
Wow, okay. And what was the name of that care home?
I think it was Crossbow, the children's home. It was music. Crossbow.
Cosbell.
Cosbell, I think it was. I can't really remember the name of it.
All right. What's the what area was that in?
Yeah, Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson. Okay.
I can't really remember the name of it though.
No, that's okay. I'm gonna do a little area search now. Was it a children's home or was it just
a children's home?
Sorry, okay, children's care settings. In Howard Johnson, Scotland. Because we use here in MMA like an AI assistant to...
It was definitely in Howard Johnson,
Okay, was it called Nether Johnston House?
No, I don't know if it was called that. It might be called that now, isn't it?
Okay. So Johnston was the area, and that was it. Was that
Howard Johnson? Yes. Actually, Howard Johnson was,
okay. Was that in Renfrewshire, was it?
Yes.
Yep, okay. What's that, sorry?
It's a lovely day today.
It is a lovely day. It honestly is. And I love, there's nothing more I love than the sun. I hate the cold, I hate the rain. Well, even though we're calling on a Manchester number, because that's where our headquarters is linked to.
Right.
We've got our office in Liverpool. So,
yeah,
yeah, you know what? It really is. And from my office window, I can see the Welsh mountains in the background, and
yeah,
it's just clear blue sky for days. It really is nice.
I feel beautiful in Scotland.
Is it nice in Scotland? Yeah.
It's beautiful.
That's what you want, isn't it?
I get me aye. But I don't even see it. Thought it was maybe
evening. Yeah. Can you feel the warmth up there, or is it just a nice day in itself?
It's a warmth. You can feel it warm, aye.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't remember.
It's got a wee breeze up. So
yeah.
It's a breeze up from 18 degrees, maybe.
Alright, so when you was in Howard Johnson, how long was you there for?
3 months.
3 months, okay. So can you remember anywhere else that you was?
Yeah, just there.
Dewsdale?
Just there. And then we get back home after 3 months. My younger brother and sister, they went to a foster care place.
Yeah.
Went to foster parents for 3 months. And then my younger brother went to home, children's home.
Okay.
So we've got a brother dead now, but so as long as I can help him there, the back is like, see, like dark back then.
Yeah.
My younger brother just done that, but you see, like, she was there back then. But she's not here anymore.
So was you in and out of Howard Johnston, was you?
I just didn't know.
Okay, so even though you was in and out, how long over a period of time would you say that was?
3 months.
So was it just just 3 months, was it?
I get back home, just there, and I get back home after that. Then, so yeah, I ended up in prison. You know, I think it was just anything like that.
Yeah, okay. So, I've got down here that you're at Howard Johnson for 3 months. You've gone back to your parents' setting,
yeah.
Did you go back to Howard Johnson again?
No, so yeah, I went to Young Offenders Institutions, Glen Oakle, Young Offenders.
Yeah. So you was only in the care setting for 3 months, and then you fell into the Young Offender system then.
Yes.
Okay, no worries. That's absolutely fine. Couldn't spell for a second then. Okay, so just obviously just to clarify with yourself, obviously we do only and unfortunately we focus on the care settings. We have come across with, obviously, and there's many out there, and it's only troubled from obviously getting put in care, and you know, some for unknown reasons. People like yourself, they have unfortunately fell into the young offender systems as well. We can't unfortunately claim for anything that relates to the young offenders institutions. For example, people have been put in there at a young age, they've been misplaced and put into adult prisons, and you know, they've suffered abuse and trauma in there.
Yeah.
As much as it is traumatic to go through it, which I completely understand, we just part of the redress scheme, we can't do or fight anything towards that then becomes a civil matter when it comes to the young offenders and stuff. So if anything has happened to yourself, Jordan your time in the young offenders institutions, you're more than welcome to you know, go to, you know, your local authority like the police or whatever and file a complaint, and start a civil matter when or if obviously you felt ready, and you know, if you did suffer anything, you know, when you was placed in there. But we are just focused on your Howard Johnson setting in Renfrewshire, and we would like to Renfrewshire City Council and request for them records. That's not a problem. So when obviously we do request for these records from your GP and from Renfrewshire Council, would you like us to share these records with yourself?
Yeah, you don't mean they.
Of course, yeah. No, they are your records, so you're more than welcome to. That's not a problem. Okay, so client would like records to be shared. Okay, so Henry, I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. That's okay. Your point of contact is going to be with myself. As I said, my name is Aaron. This journey that me and you are going to embark on, it is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. In this time, we're going to be obviously requesting for your records and then waiting for them to come back. We'll gather all the evidence, write up a full-on statement for yourself, and then we'll then present all that to the Scottish Independent Panel. What happens is, obviously, that panel, they'll take a look at this case. Now, this is all done behind closed doors. You or I don't have to attend any courts, any hearings, nothing. It's all done behind closed doors. All I'll be informing you of now at the time of the conclusion to the case is the panel date and the result of the case as well. So what we like to fight for is, obviously, as I have mentioned, you know, an official apology from the Scottish Government themselves, but also fight for some rightly owed compensation that you do deserve. So just before I do come to a conclusion in this phone call, I do just need to take a step back and I need to just reassure you of the funding options that are out there. Once I've gone through these options, I'll formally ask you whether you do wish to proceed using MMA Legal moving forward, and then we'll make a start on your case. I've just got to run through this for my compliance team, and then once this is done, I can leave you to enjoy a nice sunny afternoon. And does that sound good?
All right, mate. That sounds perfect.
No worries, Henry. Thank you. So, Henry, when it comes to a Scottish redress application, you do have three options. The first option is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm, and that's just you gathering your own case and present your own evidence to the Scottish Government. Your second option is you can also use a law firm or solicitor that is based in England or Scotland, and they take part in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where per case the Scottish Government pays out £2,000 to the law firm, and that's obviously per case to handle the case and make a result of the case. Now, unfortunately, for legal reasons, I can't disclose exactly what or how they manage the cases because I'm completely unaware, so I don't want to give any misinformation out. But what I can tell you with option three is, with ourselves being a private independent law firm, we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So obviously, if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, then obviously we won't come and chase you for any financial fees, anything like that. We won't, you know, cast a burden on you. We are covered for that. Obviously, as you may have seen in the documents that we have sent out to you in the email, our fees are 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, so it's less than 20%. So that is a capped percentage. Obviously, depending on your your financial payout, you know, big or small, you know, we'll never change our percentage. It stays as it is. So obviously, with them three options being mentioned to yourself, Henry, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your legal law firm moving forward?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Not a problem. Thank you very much for that. I can see on your case here, Henry, that we have a cooling off period, which is due to expire on the 12th of May. What that means is between now and the 12th of May, obviously at any time, you can obviously go away, rip up our agreements, and you can go and use it on another law firm. Obviously, you just stated then that you'd like to use ourselves. So would you like me to move that cooling off period off yourself so we can get started?
Yes.
Perfect. Not a problem. I've just moved that off your case.
Mm-hmm.